आचार्य अष्टोत्तरशत श्री श्रीमद इज डिवाइन ग्रेस हे श्री भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की गौर प्रेमानंदे ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं उदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीर उत्तम श्लोके भक्तेर भवति नैष्ठिके कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवके नंदनाय च नंद गोप कुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 1 टेक्स्ट नंबर 44। तस्मान्न कस्यचिद्रोहम् आचरेत् स तथाविधः आत्मनः क्षेमम् अन्विच्छन् द्रोग्धुर्वै परतो भयम् तस्मान्न कस्यचिद्रोहम् आचरेत् स तथाविधः आत्मनः क्षेम अन्विच्छन् द्रोग्धुर्वैर्परतो भयम् तस्मान्नः कस्यचिद्रोहम् आचरेत् स तथाविधः आत्मनः क्षेमम् अन्विच्छन् द्रोग्धुर्वैर्परतो भयम्। लेडीज
आत्मनः
word to word meaning. Tasmat, therefore, na, not, kasyachit, of anyone, droham, envy, acharet, one should act, saha, a person, kamsa, tathavidaha, who has been advised in such a way by Vasudeva. Atmanaha, his own. Kshemam, welfare. Anvichan, if he desires. Drogdhuha, of one who is envious of others. Why? Indeed. Prataha, parataha, from others. Bhayam, there is cause of fear. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. Vasudev is speaking to Kamsa. Therefore, since envious, impious activities cause a body in which one suffers in the next life, why should one act impiously? Considering one's welfare, one should not envy anyone. For an envious person must always fear harm from his enemies, either in this life or in the next. Purport. Instead of being inimical toward other living entities, one should act piously by engaging in the service of the Supreme Lord, thus avoiding a fearful situation both in this life and in the next. In this regard, the following moral instruction by the great politician Chanakya Pandit is very meaningful. Taja durjana samsargam bhaja sadhu samagamam kuru punyam ahoratram smaranityam anityatam. One should give up the company of devils, demons and non-devotees and should always associate with devotees and saintly persons. One should always act piously, thinking that this life is temporary and not be attached to temporary happiness and distress. The Krishna consciousness movement is teaching all of human society this principle of becoming Krishna conscious and thus solving the problems of life forever. Tattva deham punarjanma naiti mameti so Arjuna. Om ajnana timirandhasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manobhishtam sthapitam yena bhutale Swayam rupa kadamayam dadati svapadantikam vandeham shri guruho shri yuta padakamalam shri gurun vaishnavamscha shri rupam sagrajatam sahagana raghunathanvitam tam sajivam svadvaitam savadhutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam shri radha krishna padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamscha Namom Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Itinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namom Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Nitinamine Sri Varshabhanavi Devi Daitaya Kripabdhaye Krishna Sambandha Vidnana Daine Prabhave Namaha Madhuryo Jala Premadhya Shri Rupanuga Bhaktida Shri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostute नमस्ते गौरवाणी श्रीमूर्तये दीन तारिने रूपानुग विरुद्ध अपसिद्ध तद्वंत हारिने नमो गौर किशोराय साक्षाद वैराग्य मूर्तये विप्रलंब रसांबोधे पदाम्बुजायते नमः। नमो भक्ति विनोदाय सच्चिदानंद नामिने गौर शक्ति स्वरूपाय रूपानुग वरायते गौरवीर भाव भूमेस्त्वं निर्देष्ठा सज्जन प्रिया वैष्णव सार्वभौम श्री जगन्नाथाय ते नमः। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमः। पंचतत्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूप स्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। जयतां सुरतो पंगोर मम मंद मतेर्गति मत्सर्वस्व पदाम्भोजो राधा मदन मोहनौ। दिव्य वृंदारण्य कल्पद्रुमाध श्रीमद रत्नागार सिंहासनस्थ श्री श्री राधा श्रील गोविंद देवौ प्रेष्ठालि सेव्यमानो स्मरामि। श्रीमान रासरसारंभे वंशीवट तटस्थित कर्षण वेणु स्वनेर्गोपीर गोपीनाथाय श्रेयस्तु नः। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। नाम श्रेष्ठ हरे कृष्ण। बिफोर वी कमेंस अवर टुडेज डिस्कशन ऑन दिस ग्रेट टॉपिक ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कैंटो ऑन द स्पेसिफिक सब्जेक्ट ऑफ एनवी आई सीक द ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ ऑल द वैष्णवास असेंबल्ड ओवर हियर एंड आई ऑल्सो सीक द ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ दोज डिवोटीज हु आर लिसनिंग इट ऑन यूट्यूब ऑनलाइन दे आर ऑल्सो वेरी सीनियर डिवोटीज सो दैट आई कैन स्पीक and repeat the words of Srila Prabhupada. In our today's discussion, we will have three steps. This discussion is divided into three steps. Our topic is envy, as Vasudeva is guiding to Kamsa. One should not envy anyone. The definition of envy. Then few examples from the Bhakti Shastras and other authorized sources of envy. Then the solution of envy as given by Prabhupada and other acharyas. As we read in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the four Kumaras, Sanak, Sanatan, Sanandan and Sanat Kumar, when they were going to Vaikuntha Loka, they were stopped at the doorstep by Jay and Vijay. Immediately the four Kumaras cursed them to become demons. So these two brothers, they appeared as various demons. In Satyuga they appeared as Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. In Treta Yuga they appeared as Ravan and कुंभकर्ण एंड इन द्वापर युग दे अपीयर्ड एज शिशुपाल एंड दंतवक्र. दैट वॉज द कर्स दैट थ्री बर्थ दे विल टेक एज डीमंस एंड दे विल अगेन रिटर्न बैक होम बैक टू गॉड एड. अवर आचार्यज एक्सप्लेन दिस सिक्स बर्थ्स ऑफ दिस टू ब्रदर्स रिप्रेजेंट्स सिक्स अनर्थाज इन अवर हार्ट. रावण रिप्रेजेंट्स काम, क्रोध इज रिप्रेजेंटेड बाय दंतवक्र. दे आर द पर्सोनिफिकेशंस ऑफ दिस अनर्थाज. रावण इज पर्सोनिफिकेशन ऑफ लस्ट काम, दंतवक्र इज पर्सोनिफिकेशन ऑफ क्रोध. काम क्रोध लोभ ग्रीड इज पर्सोनिफाइड बाय हिरण्याक्ष. ही हैड अमास्ड लॉट ऑफ गोल्ड. काम क्रोध लोभ मद दैट इज पर्सोनिफाइड, मद मीन्स प्राइड, बाय हिरण्यकशिपु. ही वॉज सो प्राउड ऑफ हिज ऑस्टेरिटीज एंड अचीवमेंट्स. काम क्रोध लोभ मद मोह. कुंभकर्ण इज द पर्सोनिफिकेशन ऑफ मोह. ही वॉज सो एन्चैंटेड बाय हिज रिलेशनशिप विथ हिज ब्रदर. इल्यूजेंट एन्चैंटेड. ऑल्दो ही न्यू राम इज द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड, ही कुड नॉट ब्रेक हिज ब्रदरहुड टू रावण. दस ही गॉट किल्ड. हाउ मेनी कवर? काम 5 कवर. एंड द लास्ट इज मात्सर्य ईर्षा. शिशुपाल इज द पर्सोनिफिकेशन ऑफ मात्सर्य. इन इंग्लिश वी कॉल इट एज एनवी. दीज आर द डीमंस, दीज आर द अनर्थाज. दे अपीयर्ड इन वेरियस युगास एज ब्रदर्स, बट इन कलियुगा दे आर स्टेइंग इन अवर हार्ट. दीज आर द डीमंस पर्सोनिफिकेशंस, दे आर इन अवर हार्ट्स ऑल सिक्स टूगेदर. इन सत्ययुगा देवर ट्विन्स, देवर टूगेदर. इन त्रेता का डिफरेंट, इन द्वापर का डिफरेंट. But in the material world, when we take birth, these six anarthas, these six demons, they are staying in our hearts. So Shishupal represents Irsha, Matsarya. What is Irsha, Matsarya? Irsha is para utkarshanam asahanam iti Matsarya. If one cannot tolerate others' progress in any field, specifically bhakti, if one cannot tolerate that progress, that is called as matsarya. Shishupal, although cousin, Devaki's sister's son, cousin of Krishna, Devaki's sister's son, by birth he had four hands and one eye here extra. So Vyasadeva announced, whoever takes him in the lap and his two arms disappear and eye disappears, he will kill him. So his mother, Shishupal's mother, used to again and again hand over this boy, child, in everybody's lap. But nowhere it disappeared. Only when Krishna took him in the lap, then his two hands and eye disappeared. She understood, he is the one who is going to kill my son. Then she begged not to kill him. Krishna said, okay, I can give some concession. He can commit 100 offenses. If he crosses beyond 100, I will kill him. So Shishupal knew this. So whenever Krishna was glorified anywhere, Shishupal used to come and criticize. In fact, the first word when Shishupal started speaking, that was blasphemy of Krishna. Krishna Badmashe. The first very statement of Shishupal. On and on, lifelong, he personified envy towards Krishna. And the crescendo of that envy was in Rajasvi Yajna. He crossed beyond 100 and Krishna liberated him. So what is this envy? Because Krishna was glorified in Rasya Yajna like anything. He was given Agra Puja. The honor of Agra Puja. There were two neighbors. And they were competing with each other every time. If somebody used to bring some nice horse, the other neighbor used to go and bring some better horse than that one. Like that. In our modern terms, if somebody used to get some Samsung phone, then he used to go and get MI and Redmi Note 3 and higher than that, iPhone. If he used to get iPhone 6, then he used to go and get 7. Then 8, 9, 10, 11 Pro. Correct? So like that they used to compete. So one time one neighbor did some austerities and pleased Lord Shiva, and Lord Shiva gave him Kamdhenu cow, which gives unlimited milk. Other neighbor knew this. He found it out, how he got it. He also performed a lot of austerities and pleased Lord Shiva. Jai Shri Shri Radha Ras Bihari Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Gaur Nitai Bhagwan Ki Jai. So he also performed lot of austerities and he pleased Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva appeared to him and started smiling. I know, what do you want? He has achieved that cow, you also want a cow. No, I don't want that cow. So what do you want? I want you to kill that cow. That neighbor's cow, I want you to kill that. So that is called as envy, that is called as irsha, matsarya. Not to tolerate someone's progress. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, the reason of our entrance in this material world. What is that? Ichha dvesha samuthena dvandva mohena bharata. How do we get passport and visa of this material world? Forcefully we are sent here basically. This is the ticket of this material world. And this is the, you can say Aadhaar card also, permanent address. Ichha dvesha samuthena. We have the desire to enjoy ourselves. Why do we get this desire, you know? Because we envy Krishna. Why Krishna only has to enjoy the spiritual world? I will also try to enjoy. Then Krishna says, okay, you go this place. This is Durga Dham. This your, you can try your level best. I'll give you all facilities. So that's how we enter this material world. And Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, we have to end our business of this material world as early as possible. Yesterday I was talking to one devotee, very serious devotee, sincere devotee. So he was telling me, wind up karna hai. We have to wind up our material existence as early as possible. And Prabhupada is telling the same thing. And envy is the one which perpetuates our stay in this material world. So it's like a hook of the ship on the shores of ocean of bhakti. If you want to sail inside the ocean of bhakti, rasamrita sindhu, then we have to remove this hook, anchor, as we say. So basically, this envy is analyzed in three parts. Envy also can be called as mind cancer. There is cancer to the body. There is also cancer to the mind. This is it. To the heart. Why it is a cancer? Because out of these six anarthas, first five can be engaged in Krishna's service. Kama can be engaged by begetting nice children. Krodha can be engaged like Hanuman and Arjuna in the wars. Kama, Krodha, Mada, Moha, all five can be engaged in Krishna's service. Only this Irsha, Matsara can never be engaged in Krishna's service. Because it characterizes as another person's disgrace or his some kind of destruction. So that's why Irsha, Matsara can never be engaged in Krishna's service. That is how it is called as cancer of the heart. So that cancer is analyzed in three parts. compare, compete and criticize. It begins with comparison. In outside world, how they compare? Now the political tussle is going on in India and all the states. How my party is better than your party? Compete, compare first. How I am better than you? Then they compete. Announce so many benedictions and so many opportunities for sense gratification, as Prabhupada says. And when they fail in both steps, then they start criticizing. He did that, he corrupted, she did, like that. That is outside scenario. Even in spiritual scenario, in the organizations like devotional bhakti organizations, there also we find this cancer. Compare, compete and criticize. That is how the Gaudiya Math failed. Although the glorious organization of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, they started Agonjalabe. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, there is fire in the mud. This was it. Envy. They started comparing that my room is better than your room. I do better service than your service. Then they started criticizing. There are some muds. They are still in the litigation in the courts. Gaudiya Muds. Decades together. Srila Prabhupada says this. So this comes in spiritual scenario also. And in individual practice of a sadhaka's life, we struggle because of this only. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is Patita Pavana. He has delivered even Jagai Madhai. Tara Sakshi Jagai Madhai. When Narottam Das Thakur describes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Brajendra Nandana Jai Sachisuta Haila Sei, Balarama Haila Nitai. Then Narottam Das Thakur describes their occupation as Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Nitai. What is their occupation? What is their main project? Dina Hina Yata Chilo Hariname Uddharilo. This is their occupation. An example? Tara Sakshi Jagai Madhai. There can be no better example than Jagai Madhai. What to speak of Jagai Madhai? There was Chandra Rai. There were these dacoits who came to rob Nityananda Prabhu. And there was this sannyasi of Lalitpur who had a wife. So in saffron dress he had a wife and he used to serve Lord Gauranitai. He came to serve Lord Gauranitai fruits. And still Gauranitai took those fruits. They accepted his service. So this Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he doesn't tolerate envy of his devotees. Although he is Patita Pavan, he is not Kapata Pavan. So we have many examples. Like Gopal Chapal in Gaur Lila, he was criticizing Srivas Thakur, the standard example that we often quote. Like he gathered all this Durga Puja paraphernalia and he wanted to blaspheme Srivas Thakur. And we know Srivas Thakur says, okay, this is what I do. He accepted, although he was not at fault. What happened afterwards to Gopal Chapal? He counteracted with leprosy. His fingers, his nose fell off. It is said that afterwards there were worms in his wounds, in his disease. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was passing by, he requested Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to forgive him. He said, no, this is just a token punishment to you now. Wait, you will rot in the hellish planets eternally afterwards. That's how he says, birth after birth, you will rot in the hellish planets because you criticized my devotee, you envied my devotee. Then he asks for the remedy. What is the remedy Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives? Go and beg forgiveness from Srivas Thakur. He comes and begs forgiveness from Srivas Thakur and thereafter he becomes Devaki Nandan Acharya. And that's how he sings this song. Vrindavana Vasiyata Vaishnaveragan Prathame Vandana Kuri Sabhara Charan Navadvipa Vasiyata Mahaprabhur Bhakta Sabhara Charana Vanduhaya Anurakta Nilachala Vasiyata Mahaprabhur Gan. So that's how he glorifies all the Vaishnavas. Beginning with वृंदावन नवदीप जगन्नाथपुरी देनी से जे देशे वैसे गौरांगी रगन सबार चरण बंधु आई बाउ डाउन टू ऑल द वैष्णवाज ऑफ ऑल द डिवोटीज ऑफ लॉर्ड गौरांग महाप्रभु दे मे रिसाइड इन एनी कंट्री जे देशे वैसे हयाचे न हई बेर प्रभुर यत दास देर माइट बी सम डिवोटीज दे हैव अपीयर्ड ऑलरेडी दे आर अपीयरिंग नाउ दे माइट अपीयर इन फ्यूचर टेंस आई बाउ डाउन टू ऑल ऑफ देम That's how he was, you know, दूध का जला छात फूक फूक के पीता भी से, so that's how he was punished first and then rewarded by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We have so many examples. Haridas Thakur, his entire lifetime he was envied by others, mostly. When he was in Benapol, Ramchandra Khan, he arranged that prostitute Lakshya Hira. She was one among thousands and hundreds, lakhs. That's why her name was Lakshya Hira. And he delivered her. But Mahaprabhu did not deliver Ramchandra Khan because he envied. That prostitute came to make fall down of Haridas Thakur. She was delivered. But envy was not delivered. Envious person was not delivered. Then he came to Adi Saptagram, the place of Raghunath Das Goswami's father, Govardhan Mazumdar. There he did Harinam Saptaha. And there was one great learned scholar of Vedas, Gopal Chakravarti. He was envious of Haridas Thakur. And Haridas Thakur said, Mukti is possible by even mere Namabhas. So he was not convinced that Mukti, how it is possible by only chanting Hare Krishna or Namabhas. And Gopal Chakravarti says, if it doesn't happen, then I will cut your nose. Haridas Thakur says, you don't have to cut my nose, I will cut myself. When Haridas Thakur the next day arises, he hears that Gopal Chakravarti is contracted with leprosy. His nose was like, you know, Champakali. Chaitanya Bhagavat says, and it fell down. I'm not sure whether it was Chaitanya Bhagavat or some other book, but it fell down. His fingers, they also fell off. When all the people heard, yes, this is right punishment for Gopal Chakravarti, but when Haridas Thakur heard this, a person like me or some normal person will say, this is the right punishment. You should know my glories, you know? You should not criticize me. But Haridas Thakur said, no, this is not good. This should not have happened to Gopal Chakravarti. This is called as a Vaishnava. Non-envious. That's why Krishna says, Idam tu te guhyatamam pravakshami anusuyave. Asuya means envy. I am telling this guhya secret knowledge because you are non-envious. The import of the Vedas and Shastras is revealed to these non-envious devotees. We may read so many books. We may mug up, we may memorize, we may do hours and hours together katha. But we are envious of some devotees. That import, that essence of knowledge we cannot imbibe. These are revealed scriptures. These are not read scriptures or memorized scriptures. Yasya deve parabhaktir. Yatha deve tatha guru tasyaite kathita yartha prakashante mahatmana. These are revealed scriptures in the heart. We have Ramchandra Puri's example, the disciple of Madhavendra Puri. He came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. He was envious of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He used to serve devotees. Again and again forcibly serve. And then he used to say, aha, dekho, I just heard that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotees eat a lot. And I am seeing now, you are eating a lot. Although he is serving doubly. When he came to Gambhira, he saw some ants in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's place. Yes, I had heard that you eat a lot. Despite being a sannyasi, you are eating sweets. Otherwise, how could there be so many ants here roaming? He envied the Lord. There is an example of Amogha, son-in-law of Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya had prepared a huge feast, wonderful feast. Nowadays we are reading in Prasadam Hall, isn't it? The same chapter is going on. What all items are there? We can just hear them. By hearing we can enjoy those items. This Amogha was envious when he saw the so many items and delicious preparations on the plate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He started criticizing, "How much you are eating?" Immediately Sarvabhattacharya takes the rod and chases him away. He wanted to beat. Shathir Mata, Sarvabhattacharya's wife, was beating her chest and she was telling that, "Let my daughter become a widow." Thereafter 2-3 days, Amogha was contracted with cholera. And then he realized his mistake and he was slapping his own cheeks. It is said in Chaitanya Charitamrita, his cheeks were swollen and red because he was slapping so hard. Mahaprabhu comes and he pacifies. He keeps his hand on his heart and he says, "Amogha, this heart is meant for Lord Krishna. Why did he give some space for irisha here, some envy here?" And that's how he becomes a devotee. There are many examples from Mahabharata also. Dhritarashtra, he envied the Pandavas. That's why he achieved liberation. Prabhupada says, that's why he did not achieve bhakti. Why he achieved liberation? Because he was envious of Pandavas. And in the same Mahabharata, we see Rajasuya sacrifice happens. And in that Rajasuya sacrifice, Yudhishthira Maharaj was such a perfect manager, we can just get some glimpse. He divided the entire sacrifice into departments. One is kitchen department. Second is guest reception department. Third is charity department, like that. The kitchen department he gave to Bhimsen. According to the proclivities and inclination, Yudhishthira Maharaj knew he eats a lot and he likes to eat and he likes to feed. So let him give kitchen. So whenever he wants, he can cook and eat himself. No complaint only, my bhukam, like that. So he gave that kitchen department to Bhimsen. Whatever he likes, he can cook and eat. Look, no problem. Then he gave charity department to Karna, because Karna was known for giving charities. He was very liberal. Then Krishna, he took the department of guest reception, and in that also, washing the feet of Yudhishthira Maharaja's guests. Pada Prakshalan. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is washing the feet of the guest of his devotee. It is said Krishna voluntarily took that seva. And do you know? The most important department, accepting the gifts and charities. Who was awarded with? Duryodhana. And this Duryodhana, he was receiving so many gifts. This, that. Oh, so many gifts. It's like a Ganges flow that was coming in Rajasuya Yagya as a gift for Samrat Yudhishthira. And he was pondering and thinking and he was discussing and doing bodhyanta parasparam with Shakuni Mama. What is this? We gave them Khandoprastha, a forest, and they converted into such a nice palace, such a nice kingdom. And see, I also do not have such a nice diamonds, rubies, pearls and necklaces and so many opulent articles and so many things in my treasury. This is not good, Mama. We have to do something. And that envy generated gambling. And that's how Draupadi was dragged into the assembly, and that's how her that envy provoked her Vastraharan attempt. In the same assembly was Karna. He was a big failure in his life. Initially he tried to win Draupadi in Swayamvara, but he was not allowed, being Sut Putra. That envy was there because Arjuna won instead of him. That envy was there, and when that gambling match was going on, he instigated Duryodhana like anything. That's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, if we keep bad association, the result is Vaishnava Aparad. And that's how Duryodhana offended Pandavas. Moreover, he offended Draupadi. So this enemy became the cause of Kaurava, destruction of Kauravas. Entire dynasty was terminated. So There are so many examples that we can quote from the Shastras, contemporary examples. Despite being Karna, Duryodhana, these were very, very big, big, powerful people. Very big, powerful people. Still, because of envy, even Ramachandrapuri was very austere. Ramachandra Khan, he was also very pious Hindu, considered in Benapol. And Gopal Chakravarti was a learned scholar of the Vedas. He was following all four regulative principles. Despite having all these great attributes, just because of this envy, as Vasudeva is telling to Kamsa here, they ruined their lives. So, that's why we should be very careful that if we are feeling intolerant of some other Vaishnava's progress, that means we are envious. For example, if someone comes and tells me that this XYZ devotee has built a temple, very nice, 10 crore rupees temple, he has built all alone single-handedly. And if I just become happy at my heart by hearing that news, I go back to Godhead. Whether he has made that temple or not made. One Acharya, current Acharya, he was telling this. This is the shortcut of going back to Godhead. What is? Just become happy by seeing others progress in Krishna consciousness. I give you an example of temple. If somebody comes and tells he distributed 100 Bhagavad Gitas or 900 Bhagavatam sets or like that. If somebody comes and tells me he has done that seva, despite its austerity for me, if I feel happiness, genuine happiness in my heart, whether he has done or not done, I don't matter about it. I don't bother about it. But if I feel happiness, I go back to Godhead. This is the shortcut of going back to Godhead. And this is the remedy for envy. Hearing the good qualities of others and Krishna, Harikatha. And suppose, if someone comes and tells me, XYZ devotee has stolen 100 rupees. Whether he has stolen or not stolen, that is immaterial. But if I hear or speak someone that he has stolen, then I get the sin of stealing 100 rupees. Whether he has not stolen also, it's all right. But I get the sin of stealing 100 rupees. That is envy. So, we should never hear gossip. Shruta Kirti Prabhu, one of the very close associates of Srila Prabhupada and servants of Srila Prabhupada, who served Srila Prabhupada one of the maximum times. Recently in Vrindavan Dham, he was narrating Srila Prabhupada's pastimes, and in that he was telling one point, gossip. Very rarely Prabhupada used this word prajalpa, he was telling. But Prabhupada often used the word gossip. And gossip means criticizing others. Compare, compete and criticize. And Srila Prabhupada says, this criticism of others, it not only stops our bhakti, it not only pauses our bhakti, it destroys our bhakti. It destroys our bhakti. That's why we should be very careful. It doesn't matter how many anarthas we have on your heart, but if we harbor and nurture and nourish this envy of any living entity, Prabhupada writes in the Prabhupada. Prabhupada writes from Chanakya Pandit Niti Shastra that Tyaja Turjana Samsagam, we have to give up this bad association where we hear these bad qualities of devotees and other living entities. Bhaja Sadhu Samagamam, and Sadhu Samagam is the one where Krishna is glorified and devotees are glorified. That's why Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, when he used to hear these two devotees are quarreling, he used to bring them together, face to face. Okay, now tell me his good qualities. And you tell his good qualities. Okay, now concentrate on these good qualities and go. Serve nicely. Because everybody has defects. We have to concentrate on good qualities of devotees. Just like a fly, an ordinary fly, and a bumblebee. fly sits anywhere, on any stool, any garbage can, anywhere. And the bumblebee goes only on the flowers. So in the nice garden also, if there is some stool in some corner, the fly will not sit on any flower. It will go in that corner stool and it will go and suck whatever nectar it feels. Yeah, there is a nasty pleasure in criticizing others. Poisonous pleasure. It's more danger than halahal poison. As the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam says, Yatha Shula Pani, in the context of Rahugan Maharaj. It's more danger than halahal wish. Just like an ordinary fly, it will find out some fault, but a bumblebee find out some good quality. Like Prabhupada. There was a crazy Peter. He was totally crazy. And devotees were feeling he is a burden on our temple. We should better throw him out. And they came and complained to Prabhupada. He is good for nothing. Prabhupada said, why don't you tolerate him? He might do something good for Krishna. And do you know what he becomes afterwards? His Grace Kushakrita Prabhu, his initiated name. I met him in 2005 in Vrindavan Dham. He was having throat cancer that time. And he translated more than 120 Acharya's books. Bengali and Sanskrit books that we read, Chaitanya Bhagavat and other books. He only translated those books. The treasure of Acharya's realizations. That is how Prabhupada knew how to find out the good quality even in ocean of bad qualities. Kuru punyam ahoratram smara nityam anityatam. We have to remember death all the time. Smara nityam anityatam. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, there are two permanent things in this material world. One is death and second is Harinam. Ram Nam, Ram Nam, Ram Nam, Ram Nam. See the irony. When we chant this dialogue, this Ram Nam Satya, we imagine and immediately the idea of Smashan Bhumi, graveyard comes. See the irony. Actually, we are speaking the Lord's Ram's name is the absolute truth. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But what comes in the background? Some might be thinking, why Prabhuji is speaking on this Vyasasana, this statement? Isn't it? But this is the absolute truth. The only truth in this material world is the holy name of Lord Sri Sri Radha Ras Bihari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare. And the concept of Smashan Bhumi and death comes in our heart because these two things, death and Harinam, are connected together. These are truths of this material world. Everybody is going to die. So we may have so many anarthas. We should never forget this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. The only precaution, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra and do not criticize others. The only precaution he tells. This is the only department which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't take care of. Otherwise, like Madai, Jagai or any sinful person he delivers. Srila Prabhupada says Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered one Jagai Madai. But by his mercy we are delivering millions and millions of Jagai Madais. So that's why the solution for envy is Srimad Bhagavatam tells first canto. Yasyam vaishruyamanaya krishne paramapuruṣe bhaktir utpaddate punsam shoka moha bhayapaha. Just by hearing about whom? Who is that whom? Krishna paramapuruṣe. He is Krishna, the supreme personality of God. He is not an ordinary andupandu, somebody from our gully or somebody else. He is Krishna paramapuruṣe. What happens? Shoka moha bhaya paha. All these anarthas, basically these other five anarthas generate from envy only. Because we envy Krishna, so we do not like to hear Krishna katha. Often those devotees who complain, we find them lacking in sadhana, reading, hearing, chanting. Often that happens. That's why The amount of Krishna Katha we hear from authorized sources, the amount of Srila Prabhupada's books we read and distribute and do seva to their lordship Sisi Radha Ras Bihari, that much amount we like to hear other people's good qualities. When we hear them, there is no question of envy only. Then the disease, cancer of the heart and mind is cured altogether. So that's why, as Vasudev, Srila Prabhupada explains in his purports, there is a status of Vasudev, Vishuddha Sattva status, wherein Krishna appears. So Vasudev is explaining to Kamsa, do not be envy of your own younger sister who is like your daughter. Anyway, because of this envy, we have to take birth again and again. He is trying to pacify Kamsa somehow or other. So that's why we should never try to harbor and nurture this envy in our heart, so that we can progress in this lifetime only, go back to Godhead without any second birth. In essence, in summary, we discussed today the definition of envy, paro utkarshanam asahanam iti matsarya. We saw the story of two neighbors, kill that cow. That is the definition. Then we saw the six demons, Ravan, Kumbhakaran, Shishupal, Dantavakra, Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. They represent the six anarthas, and Shishupal is the personification of matsarya. The reason of this material existence is Ichha Dvesha Samuthena, Krishna says. Then we discussed about the cancer of the heart. Compare, compete and criticize. Thereafter we discussed about few examples from Gaurlila, that is Haridas Thakur, Gopal Chapal, Ramchandra Puri, Amoga. From Mahabharata we discussed about Dhritarashtra, Rajasvi Yagya, Duryodhana and Karna also. And the solution for this envy is hearing about Krishna, hearing the good qualities of Vaishnavas and being happy by seeing others progress in Krishna consciousness. That is the shortcut and best way to go back home, back to Godhead. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any comments, questions, additions? Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Bhaji, as you said, that bad association leads to the Vaishnava aparad, said Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
I did not say, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said.
Yeah, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So, this is the ultimate reason for Vaishnava aparad, or there are many reasons? Like bad association is the ultimate source of Vaishnava aparad, or there are many reasons for Vaishnava aparad?
This is one major reason. There could be many other reasons also. And not only bad association happens from other living entities, our mind itself is a non-devotee. And when we meditate and contemplate, why this devotee is singing better than me, why this devotee is playing better than me, why this devotee is cooking better than me, why this devotee is giving better class than me, that mind is giving us bad association.
So some situation or some conditions will affect our mind, so we can't say that mind is the ultimate, like mind is the other.
No, I'm not saying mind is the ultimate cause. I'm saying that there are various reasons of Vaishnava aparadas. One of the major reasons is bad association. So we should make our special conscious efforts of avoiding bad association, because Srila Rupa Goswami in Nectar of Instruction, he emphasizes this bad association twice. What is the second mantra of Ishopanishad, Upadeshamrita? Atyahara trayasascha prajalpo niyamagraha janasangascha laulyamcha. What is the janasanga? Bad association. In negative aspects, he is quoting bad association. Okay. Now go to the next verse. Utsahat nishchayadharyat tattat karma pravartanat sangatyaga sato vritti. In positive context also, he is emphasizing negativity. Give up bad association. So ಅವರ ಸಂಪ್ರದಾಯ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ಶ್ರೀ ರೂಪಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಆಲ್ದೋ ಇನ್ ನೆಗೆಟಿವ್ ಆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಹಿ ಕೋಟೆಡ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಅತ್ಯಾಹಾರ ಒನ್ಸ್ ಅತ್ಯಾಹಾರ ಪ್ರಯಾಸ ಒನ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿಸ್ ಒನ್ಸ್ ಬಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಜನಸಂಘಸ್ ಬ್ಯಾಡ್ ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಷನ್ ಹಿ ಕೋಟೆಡ್ ಟ್ವೈಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಸೋ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆಂಟ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್ಸ್ ಒನ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ಫ್ಯೂ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್ಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾಂಡ ಇಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಗಿವಿಂಗ್ ಅಪ್ ಬ್ಯಾಡ್ ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಷನ್ ಅವರ್ ಫ್ಯೂಚರ್ ಡಿಟರ್ಮೈನ್ಸ್ ಅಕಾರ್ಡಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಅವರ್ ಕರೆಂಟ್ ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಷನ್ ವಾಟ್ ಕೈಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಷನ್ ವಿ ಕೀಪ್ ಅಂಡ್ ವಿ ಎಂಜಾಯ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಸಮ್ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಸರ್ಕಮ್ಸ್ಟಾನ್ಸಸ್ ಆರ್ ದೇರ್ ದಟ್ ವಿ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಅವಾಯ್ಡ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಸಮ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಬಟ್ ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಷನ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಅಕ್ವೈರಿಂಗ್ ದೇರ್ ಥಾಟ್ಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಥಿಂಕಿಂಗ್ ಪ್ರೋಸೆಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದೇರ್ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಎಸ್ ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಷನ್ ದೇ ಮೈಟ್ ಬಿ ಸಿಟಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ US somewhere thousands of miles away from here. Okay? Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. I have a comment, not a question.
Yes, sir.
This envy is very often seen in corporate world also. Suppose there is an interview going on, and if you find a very smart and intelligent candidate, then if he is more smarter than the interviewers, then very often interviewers reject that person because they think that this person, if he comes in the organization, he might be more successful, he might eclipse us, so they try to reject him on some small ground. He's like that, etc., etc. But some of the most successful corporations, they have the practice, for example Microsoft or other Google or other companies, they select somebody who is smarter than us because, you know, he will make the organization more successful. And so big organizations, they always take care, they select smarter than you people, so they don't envy the candidate, they want him, they want his association, because that will do good. And similarly, people amongst their relatives, little success somebody else gets, he earns some more money or better job or something, then relatives become envious, which is very wrong. Because if you are a relative of somebody who is successful, you should be happy that you are related to, you may benefit from that, rather than, you know, envying on finding out, no, he did that thing, that's how he got this, that, etc. So, not only in spiritual, but I'm saying in material world also, envy, if you eliminate envy, it leads to success.
Thank you very much. Yes. No, it's thank you for your comment. If materialistic people are doing so much for their progress, why can't we do for our spiritual progress? There is a question behind in Mataji's.
Hare Krishna. That was a very nice class on envy. Thank you very much. It's very practical for me to follow. Thank you. My question is there a difference between criticism and discrimination? Because we're all encouraged to read Srila Prabhupada's books. And so, you know, to try and understand, according to Prabhupada, what's right and wrong. So if we see something that is objectively wrong, according to what Prabhupada says, then should we be doing something about it or should we not?
There is a difference between discrimination and criticism. When we are distributing Srila Prabhupada's books, we can certainly convince people that how these books are so great and compiled and written by Srila Prabhupada. Certainly we say there might be some other books, materialistic books. We cannot compare other Acharya's books with Prabhupada's books. But we can compare certainly with that Stephen Covey's Seven Habits of Highly People and all these so-called materialistic books. We can certainly compare that Srila Prabhupada's books are ever better than any other person in the materialistic, novelistic world. We can discriminate that. And as far as concerned criticizing, generally a Vaishnava never criticizes anyone. we discriminate them and we find out their limitations, just like Prabhupada speaking about Darwin's theory of evolution. And he says, the more we defeat Darwin's theory, the more we progress in Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada says that. One Prabhupada disciple was telling that I am sure that had Prabhupada seen Darwin, he would have kicked him on his face with his foot. So much Prabhupada defeated Darwin. So, the point is that when it comes to Srila Prabhupada's books, they are always transcendental, they are eternal, they are personally compiled by Radha Rajbihari. Srila Prabhupada's books, he did not write himself. You know that story, na? In South India, in Srirangam, there was one elderly pujari, about in his late 90s. One group of devotees had taken one yatra to Srirangam. And that devotee, that pujari called that leader of the group and he said, you are from ISKCON, Swami Prabhupada's follower? Yes, yes, we are from there. Do you know? Ranganath came in my dream and he told me, Swami Prabhupada's books, he did not write, I only wrote those books. You should read them. You read his Chaitanya Charitamrita. So he took a train, about, I don't know which year it was, but he took a train, he came to Mumbai, he came to Hare Krishna land, he took a Chaitanya Charitamrita and he went and he read and he went back to Godhead, I think nowadays. So these books are written directly by Radha Rasbihari through Srila Prabhupada. So we know this position of Srila Prabhupada, but when it comes to material scenario, na, there are, even in spiritual world also, for us it is a quintessence of spiritual realizations of all the Acharyas, six Goswamis and together. As far as concerned, we cannot criticize with an envious mood, even materialistic people. We can point out their pitfalls, their shortcomings, but we cannot criticize and harbor envy about them also. Hare Krishna. I think our time is over. You can meet me personally, huh? Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Hey, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki Nitai Gaura Premanande.